Welcome back. It is certainly time. It is time for you to gift yourself permission as a woman to increase your capacity for pleasure. I'm so excited because inside of this particular segment, you're going to be seeing visually and also feeling viscerally what cycles you may have been caught in inside of pleasure, the ceilings you may have put inside of pleasure, and your opportunity to create a sustainable relationship with pleasure. So I've hinted at this a couple times during this particular module. Now it's time to show you. There are three different types of pleasure: emotional pleasure, mental pleasure, and physical pleasure. And this may sound a little bit familiar to you because we also spoke about three ways to allow yourself to receive inside the indie. You can receive emotionally, you can receive mentally, and you can receive physically. It's the same with pleasure. And yet this takes on a little bit of a different spin because you are now in the Frenchie energy. So let's take a look at this. Actually, let me back up a minute. Knowing that you have three different methods and experiences, that there are three different types of pleasure, I am going to be encouraging you throughout this module and throughout really the rest of your Live You Fully experience to feel into how you can increase your capacity to receive pleasure emotionally, how you can allow yourself to feel better, how you can allow yourself to think better, meaning from a mental clarity state of mind. How can you allow yourself to participate in your life and think better inside of yourself? Think clearer thoughts, think more pleasurable thoughts, think thoughts that make you feel good. Emotionally, allowing yourself to receive higher level of relationship inside of that. And then from a physical pleasure, how can you allow yourself to feel more pleasure physically within your body? Yes, from a sexual perspective, absolutely. Also, feeling good inside your clothes, feeling good with what you put in your body, feeling good about being in your body. So pay attention to those this week and going forward. All right, let's take a look at this. This represents a pleasure peak, and I want to speak to you about this. For your kind of visceral opportunity inside of this, I do invite you to draw a peak on a piece of paper. In fact, you can do that inside of your Live You Fully templates. When you are participating in a pleasure peak, here's what happens. You find yourself with an opportunity to bring pleasure into your life. I'll give you a particular example. Say you see a piece of chocolate cake, right? And you say, oh, okay. Maybe it's your cheat day or whatever day it is that you feel good about indulging that way. And you are going to give yourself permission for pleasure. So you start eating that chocolate cake. And here I'll even use my little arrow here. You start eating your chocolate cake. And you eat that piece of chocolate cake. And there's a piece of you that says, I want more pleasure. And so you eat a little bit more cake. Maybe you eat another slice of cake. And then you say, maybe I can have just a little bit more pleasure. So you eat another piece of cake and another piece of cake. And all of a sudden, you're not only at the peak of your pleasure, but you've actually superseded the pleasure. And you start going downhill into guilt, into shame, and actually into pain. So in this way, you created a pleasure peak. I will tell you, we've all experienced this, sometimes with money, sometimes with food, sometimes energetically, however it is that you've experienced it, sometimes in multiple ways. This happens, a pleasure peak occurs when you have denied yourself pleasure. And this is a way that pleasure comes out sideways. You finally give yourself permission to experience pleasure because you've been denying yourself it for so long, and you end up going for a pleasure peak. When you go for a pleasure peak, you ultimately have to come down the other side. Right? So pay attention. This is a really vicious cycle. This is a cycle of overindulgence and deprivation. Once you experience a pleasure peak, what will happen is you'll go back into deprivation mode and set the cycle up all over again. I can't, I can't, I can't experience pleasure because somehow it actually induces pain. So this is one of the mistruths and judgments and lies that women get caught into. And so I wanted to share this with you right away because I am going to be showing you how you can increase your capacity for pleasure. So I invite you to think about, in what ways have you been participating in a pleasure peak in your life? This is a really powerful awareness for you. And in fact, before I even move forward, for you to feel into how this is affecting your opportunity to live your life fully. Because if you've been holding back and then you jump into a pleasure peak, you're actually reinforcing that feeling of mistrust, feeling that you cannot actually trust yourself to feel good or have good things happen, because ultimately they result in a pleasure peak. Let's take a look at this. This instead is what I invite you to start going for in your life. This is a pleasure plateau. And inside of this plateau, there's a smaller increase inside of pleasure, and yet it's more sustainable. So, okay, I'm going to enjoy a piece of chocolate cake, and I'm going to really allow myself to feel nurtured and enjoy that cake from a quality perspective, not from a, oh, I don't trust myself, so I have to have more and more and more and more and more, and then actually tap out. You getting more and more comfortable with pleasure allows you to have sustainability inside of your pleasure plateau. Now, a pleasure plateau, sometimes we can, you know, we'll go down a little bit, but we just open back up to a pleasure. It's not this sharp up and down. It's a more sustainable type of pleasure. So just feel that inside of your body. You're going for a pleasure plateau. You're increasing. In fact, even if you look at this, you go straight up to pleasure and look how much time you actually spend there, right? Oh, about 2 seconds, and then you're straight down. Here inside of this, you're creating an opportunity for sustainable pleasure and for you to become more comfortable inside of this increased opportunity for pleasure. So I like to see this in your life all across the board, an increase in pleasure and then going across and then a little bit more, across, a little bit more, and gradually continuing to increase your capacity for pleasure. So start thinking about this in terms of a pleasure plateau. How can you create more sustainable moments for pleasure inside of your life? So when you start to feel something that's pleasurable for you, think about how you can continue to experience that pleasure, not from a place of fear, not from a place of scarcity of, oh my gosh, this is the last time I'm ever going to have this, so I better overindulge. From a place of, you know what? I can have this anytime I want, and I'm going to choose to enjoy it to the fullest extent that I can now in this moment. That doesn't mean you need more and more and more of it. It means you're requiring yourself to enjoy what it is you already have. So how do we tell the difference? How do we tell the difference between a pleasure peak and a pleasure plateau? This absolutely starts with your indie, and you will see me refer to this time and time again. As much as we might talk about, as much as we will be talking about, in fact, the Frenchie and the New Yorker, it always comes back, always, always comes back to your indie, because she is the femtech that creates the foundation. So tune in. You know when your pleasure is over and begins to extend into self-indulgence and therefore self-punishment. I invite you to start to gauge inside. When do you know you've really reached that beautiful point of pleasure? And you know if you go a little bit more, go a little bit further. And I'm not just talking about eating. I'm also talking about spending money. I'm talking about anything that feels good. You know, going out for lunch with a girlfriend and you've taken the afternoon off. You know inside when it's time to go. You know, so paying attention to receiving pleasure and then being clear when that particular pleasure opportunity is complete and you're being called to step into another one. So you do know. This is an opportunity for you to listen to your deeper knowing and start to take responsibility for pleasure in your life. So let's talk about this. Why does our system naturally seek pleasure? There's actually a scientific reason behind this, and it's really beautiful to understand that you are wired for pleasure, that there are actual points in your brain that turn on and are drawn towards pleasure. So this isn't something to deny or to feel bad about or to try to. Sometimes I think that women feel that they're weak if they need pleasure in their lives. And I just invite you to understand and to really allow that awareness inside that you're wired for pleasure. You're meant to experience pleasure. Pleasure is one sense of actually being awake inside of your life, and it's a primary motivator for why you do anything. Do you realize that? Everything you participate in, the underlying motivator inside of it is it will somehow make you feel better. You want to feel better. That's a natural motivator inside of your life. Why do you eat? Because you're hungry. You want to feel better. Why do you make money? Because you want the experience that's on the other side of it. Why do you go into a relationship? Because you want to feel better about the experiences and sharing them with someone. Anything you do, the motivation is to feel better and to feel pleasure. Pleasure is one of the ways we allow ourselves to feel awake. So if you have no capacity for pleasure, you're going to be caught in a huge cycle. Since you are naturally drawn, just as a human being, you're naturally drawn towards pleasure. You can't help it. It's a natural phenomenon. You can't turn it off. But you aren't allowing yourself any capacity to feel the pleasure, you will result, and this will result in a completely unfulfilled life for you. Feel into this. You're naturally drawn towards pleasure. There's nothing you can do about turning that off. And you're denying yourself pleasure. What does that result in? This is where the majority of people live their lives, in this feeling of unfulfillment. And in my experience, for women, it's deeply amplified because they haven't given themselves permission to admit it. So until you release your judgments about pleasure, you will always find some way to block and self-sabotage. So I'm going to have a very powerful invitation for you. Go deep into pleasure, beyond just the cultural buzz, and fully surrender to pleasure. Be aware of the pleasure you are feeling and acknowledge it fully. So here are some ways, and these are my own personal ways as well, on how you can more fully open up to pleasure in your life. And I invite you to take this really to heart, because as you see these might seem incredibly simple, and I want to tell you that they are, because guess what? It's simple for you to receive pleasure in your life. It's something that we overly complicate, and to slow down and gift yourself permission to feel this is so exquisite. Fully surrender to the scent of a lily. Whether it's a rose or a lily, some other flower that smells amazing. I invite you to get that flower and to sit down with it for about 3 to 5 minutes and to consistently smell and take in and receive the pleasure of that gorgeous scent. When I first started doing this, I was amazed at what my first reaction was, to smell it and then put it away. Like somehow, if I continued to smell it, I was going to take the scent out of the flower. It was incredible. And every time I allowed myself to smell that flower again and again, I realized that there was an unlimited amount there. And every time I do this, I increase my capacity for pleasure. So as you do this particular exercise, pay attention to that moment where you are tempted to pull away. Your child's hug. So when you, whether it's a child or your husband or whatever, that hug, that embrace, so often in today's society, we're really, really busy and we just want to pull away. Your opportunity to increase your capacity for pleasure is to feel this hug. Surrender to this hug. Allow yourself to feel safe inside of this hug. And when it comes to that point where you feel like you want to pull away or that it's over, I invite you to hold on a little bit longer and receive even more. The way your partner holds you, allowing yourself to just receive and relax. Again, this is all about slowing down. Have you gotten that yet? In order to increase your capacity for pleasure, you must slow down and recognize what it feels like to feel good. You know how often we rush through that? Like somehow we're afraid that if we feel too good, we will lose it, right? We're so afraid that it will feel so good that once it's done, we won't be able to handle it. We won't be able to come back. Allow yourself to feel it. Allow it. The colors in the sunset, whether it's the colors of the sunset, or I often will do this with the night sky as well, to look at the stars and to allow myself to expand into that unlimited capacity of beauty. Another gorgeous way for you to increase pleasure. Fully surrender without having to grasp it or hold on to it. All of the examples I gave you, in order to really enhance your capacity for pleasure, you must let these move through you. One of the big mistakes I see women making is when they start increasing their capacity for pleasure, they go into a lack mentality of, right? And that'll send you into a pleasure peak. If you go into a lack of, oh my gosh, I can't get enough, I can't get enough, I can't get enough, and it's vibrating on that energy, it's actually coming from lack. So as you do these exercises, see this energy passing through you. Feel pleasure passing through you. Allow it to go through you. That will open up your capacity to receive even more. You don't need to hold on to it. When you return back here, finalement, we're going to be opening up formally your Frenchie. I can't wait to share this with you. Enjoy segment number 4, and I will meet you back here for the Frenchie.